Alan, that was a disappointing defeat tonight, wasn't it?
It is. It's really disappointing when you've been on such a good run and you've seen such good performances. The Spennymoor game of late, especially. I mean, even the 0-0 at home the other day, we played well. I think it's funny, you listen to a lot of people talking about the 0-0 and it's, it was disappointing, we should have won and this, that and the other. But we actually played really well and we should have won. We missed a lot of chances, but we played well. And they're not a bad team. And I think sometimes the result in hindsight can sort of take away from the performance, because we were a lot better than a 0-0. But everyone started talking about it as an average performance. Whereas today, we from coming off two or three really good performances, Boston accepted. Today we looked blunt. We first 30 minutes we passed the ball really well. We created a lot of opportunities. We played some really good, like, attractive style of football. Got so far up the pitch and it kind of frittered away. It, like I say, we just felt a little bit blunt. There was no sharpness at that top tip of the team, whether it be the final pass or the shot or the layoff or whatever it was. It just fell apart a little bit, if you like. With good build up. And we were in control of the game, and I thought we were doing quite well. And then the goal, which is a mistake, obviously. Josh held his hands up, so fair play to him. Like, he hasn't made many mistakes since he's come in. He's been different class. He's been excellent. And to be fair to the lad, he's held his hands up, and he said that he didn't hear the call. Pairs, he did shout away. He didn't hear it, but he's made a mistake in his decisions. He should have just cleared his lines. He took a bit of a chance, and like we've been working on, you don't take chances at the back. You deal with it. If you're not sure, then it goes. But he held his hands up, and I'm proud of him for that. But then it was a bit of a struggle after that. I think the physicality for them up front affected the two young boys once Terry went off. Although they didn't really control the game, we give them four soft goals, really. But we just couldn't get into it. We just kept petering out. We got so far up the pitch and it kept sort of falling apart a little bit.
Is the fact that Josh and Jack Walk not playing together very much in recent weeks, was that a factor in their defeat?
No, I won't put that as a reason. I think they're both good players and they both can do better than that, and they know they both do better than that. It's been a little while since Jack's been involved, but it's not that long. It's only, three or four weeks ago, whatever it was. But when you get your chance, you've got to take it. And he did it the first time in the Kidderminster game at home and the Tamworth game away, against two tough teams in tough situations. And he stepped up. And today he was given exactly the same opportunity and he didn't quite do so well. He did all right. But again, that physicality, I think he got pushed around a little bit. But we can work on that. But he's done ever so well, and you're not going to sort of criticise the lad for one bad performance coming off the bench. Josh, again, he's been excellent since he's got here, and he's really stepped up. But you've got to mention it when he has a bad game. You've got to point it out. You can't just overlook it. You've got to make it a positive, constructive conversation, which we did. But he'll bounce back from it. He will. He's done it before. I mean, nobody's faultless. Nobody plays brilliantly for every game. You're going to have the little dips. But he recognised what he did wrong and what he needs to improve on and what he needs to stop doing for next time. And I'm sure he'll step up on Saturday against Stockport.
Yeah, Stockport's going to be a big one, isn't it? There's going to be 4,500 fans at Edgeley Park, because they're in the promotion playoffs and they want to keep some momentum going.
Well, I say it now, it'll be a great atmosphere, and playing against a good team, a lovely stadium. All the lads will want to play. You'd like to think, you don't need a team talk for that game. But you definitely don't really need a team talk after tonight's performance, where it was so, like I say, blunt at the top end. And we gifted them four goals. It's a bit like what we were when we first came in. That's how it felt. We were sort of playing quite well, controlling the game, passing the ball great, creating some opportunities, not finishing it off and then giving them three or four goals. That was what was happening when we first turned up. We got rid of that. We got it out of their heads. Mm. Tonight it came back for some reason. So it's mine and the gaffer's job, mine and Tommy's job to point that out, to make sure people are aware that we're aware of it, make sure it doesn't happen Saturday, and make up for what tonight's performance, for tonight's performance, like I say, to Wednesday night, there's Champions League football on the telly and we've got over 1,000 people here. I mean, it's brilliant. It's a different class, and they deserved more than they got tonight. So they've got a lot to prove. I think there's quite a few going on Saturday. They've got a lot to prove to the fans that we haven't just given up. It's not the summer holidays. We haven't got our trunks on. So I think if there is any flat, half-hearted, disappointing season's over finishes, performances on Saturday, then I'll be very surprised.
There were still some good individual performances. For example, Ben O'Hanlon and Joe Waitley, they both had good displays.
I thought Ben O'Hanlon was different class, easily man of the match for me, alongside Joe Waitley, who was, again, different class. I thought Josh Gillies had a good game. I thought Phil Turnbull played well. I thought Phil Turnbull got around the pitch, passed the ball really well. There was some good performances, very good performances. Paisley didn't do a lot wrong, you know. But he let four goals in. We felt so sorry for Paisley because he's been unbelievable since he came in, and he doesn't deserve to let four goals in. But there's not much even he can do. I mean, he has been brilliant. He's made some good saves, but even he can't keep them out when we're gifting him opportunities like he did. But there was some brilliant individual performances. Really pleased for Ben, but he's been different class since he turned up at Leamington, to be honest. Joe's been, for the last few weeks, been one of our best players along with Ben. Phil's stepped up since he, in the last 15, 16 games, you know, he's been the Phil that I know, that I played with at Gateshead, the player that I was at Darlington with when I was here. We just need we needed a few more to step up tonight, and they didn't, unfortunately. We had four or five maybe that were at it, and the rest of them either not quite at it or nowhere near what they should be. And against even a team that are sort of struggling down the bottom like Southport, it's a good team, got some good players, but they're not doing that great as far as results. You get beat. You can't afford to be like that.
So you're looking for the players you referred to there as maybe being off form to step up to the mark for this one on Saturday?
Absolutely. I mean, all of them. I want all of them to do it. I mean, it's no secret how you get results in football. It's at least nine of your players every week, and you're starting 11 having good games. You know, you can carry a one or two maybe, but if there's three, four players in your team that aren't performing, that are struggling, then you are not going to win a game. You know, you're going to be very lucky if you do that. And it's no coincidence that once the majority of our players stepped up and started playing well and consistently, we went on that run and we started winning games and we started beating teams. Now today, I think anyone who watched that game could see there was at least five or six players that weren't on blob. They weren't making the right decisions. They weren't controlling the ball. They weren't keeping possession. They weren't shooting when they should have done. They weren't releasing the ball when they could have done. They weren't making the right runs. They were getting bullied a little bit. And for me, Southport weren't a particularly big team, but I think some of our players got bullied. I think when you've got a few players out, like just not quite at the races, it affects you.